Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And there's breaking news from DraftKings Sportsbook. Yes, that DraftKings is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless amount of casino games to play, all from the comfort of home. Right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. And you've got plenty of options with DraftKings Casino. You can choose from slots, blackjack, roulette, table games with live dealers, and more. All you need to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN. You play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I am Jim Galante. I am with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, hope you had a good holiday weekend.
It's getting better now that I'm talking to you.
Ah, that's so nice of you, Dusty. Am I the highlight of your holiday weekend? Go ahead, you could say it.
Which is really just a statement on how far down my life has gone. And, but yeah, here we are. We're doing this thing.
Come on, Dustin. It doesn't get better than this. We are going to be talking Penn State football for the next hour. We've got our news and notes in quarter number one. In quarter number two, we're going to answer the question that you and I have been asking for weeks, and that is, do you need an elite quarterback to compete for the national championship? Quarter number three, we're going to look at the defensive line, not only where it is today, but where it's going in the future. And in quarter number four, we're going to continue our series on James Franklin's 20 most important recruits, according to Dusty. So let's get started with the news. Dusty, where do you want to start? You want to start with some of these recruits, or do you want to start with the status of State College being either yellow or green, or are we going to play college football? Are we going to have football activities? I'll give you the choice. Where do you want to start?
Let's start with Dante Thornton Jr. Start right there. And I think weekly for the indefinite future, we're going to be looking at yellow, green. Is this school opening? Is it not? Will there be a season? Will it be on time? You know, because that conversation has evolved so much. And there was even more movement over the weekend. But I think with Dante Thornton Jr. putting out his new list of top schools, it's significant to note that Penn State was not on that list. Now, you know, it's not the end-all be-all, I suppose, but we all know how unlikely it is to have a decommit-recommit situation. They're not all going to be Micah Parsons. So Dante Thornton, really good, a four-star wide receiver, high four-star wide receiver from Baltimore, had committed to Penn State in February 2019, decommitted in August 2019. There was a lot of confidence, it seems, that Penn State was going to be in this thing until the end. He's supposed to announce in January. This was just a little bit of a rude awakening. And then it seems Steve Wilfong from 24/7 talked to Dante Thornton on Saturday, I believe. And then he came away from that putting in a crystal ball for Oregon and Joe Moorhead. So, you know, you just never know what you're going to get in recruiting. But you do know that the decommit, recommit, that's a hard pull.
It really is, although this was one that everyone thought Penn State was still in the mix. Staying on the receiver angle, but let's talk about tight ends. Penn State had been predominantly talking to about two or three very good tight ends from different places, from Ohio, from California, from Nevada. And as we record today, Jack Pugh, the tight end from Ohio, is scheduled to make his announcement. And everything seems to point towards Wisconsin, not towards Penn State on that one. And then Wednesday of this week, Maliki Mataveo of Nevada is going to announce. And right now, crystal balls seem to be saying he's going Oregon. Not a good time for Penn State recruiting, it appears.
Well, they're coming along, you know, late in the process for these kids, and they're in consideration. And I think maybe that's a testament to them, I suppose. But it also, you know, it's an uphill climb. And I think everybody probably knew it was an uphill climb with both of these guys. I wouldn't expect either of these names to commit to Penn State, you know, but they got themselves in a position where it forced the kid to stop and think, at least. So, but I think the bigger thing is where Penn State is clearly, you know, landing a tight end of this caliber is a priority in this cycle. There, you know, you're starting to look down. Maybe you're going down a little further down the list now. But like, as you mentioned, Jack Pugh, I would be surprised if it's not Wisconsin a little bit later today as we sit here recording. And then with Mataveo, I would be surprised if it's not Oregon. But Penn State's going to keep working this. I don't know if they're going to have to settle for a plan B if they're not able to get in on one of these high four stars. I believe, you know, Pugh and Mataveo were number 6 and number 7 in the 24/7 sports rankings at tight end. So they're shooting high. We'll give them that.
Well, they're shooting high. The problem, at least the appearance to Penn State fans, is they're not hitting on the big guys, the highly ranked guys. And, you know, let's switch over. How can Nolan Rucci, the high four star in Pennsylvania, whose father played at Penn State, now his brother does play at Wisconsin now, but a crystal ball by, I believe, Steve Wilfong came in with, he was predicting Rucci to go to Wisconsin. How concerned are we about that?
I think Wisconsin's a legitimate concern. If it's not Wisconsin, there's also Clemson. I mean, he's got every offer you can imagine. And, you know, these kids aren't always going to go the route of family loyalty. You know, it seems like Todd Rucci is really giving Nolan the control to work through what his priorities are in a school and find where he feels comfortable. And maybe that is Wisconsin. You know, I think it's worth noting that 247 really within the past week or two, I believe, added a confidence metric to the crystal ball too. And Wilfong is medium confidence on that one. I think he's just kind of reading the tea leaves. That decision hasn't really been made behind the scenes, I would imagine. But yeah, I think Wisconsin emerges now as a legitimate threat just based off of how good Steve Wilfong is with this stuff.
In the bigger picture, the concern is, yeah, you're not going to get all the recruits that you're in on. I believe, though, the concern many Penn State fans have is losing the top guys in Pennsylvania, and losing the top guys in the region. So whether it's, you know, Julian Fleming, Nolan Rucci, possibly, they've already lost two recruits. The two of the top five players in Pennsylvania this year are already committed to Ohio State. Is there concern that Penn State is now, and I'm using the air quote, settling with their recruits as opposed to hitting on the stars that you need to compete?
I don't really believe that they're settling for anyone. I just think that, you know, when you have a five-star caliber player, their recruitments are just different, you know, and their recruitments when they go national, I don't think it's an indictment of Penn State's ability to keep talent at home. I do understand that the recent track records kind of suggest that there have been struggles, but these five stars are looking for, you know, different things sometimes. And I just don't draw a big picture, you know, down on Penn State conclusion when they're losing a top guy or two from Pennsylvania. You know, Rucci's got offers across the board. And, you know, if staying close to home isn't necessarily a priority for him, then his recruitment by nature is just going to be wide open. You hope that Penn State is able to keep him in state. But it just doesn't always happen that way. I don't think it's necessarily something that Penn State's doing wrong per se.
All right, let's move on and let's talk about whether we're going to have a season this year or not, or whether we'll even see the Penn State players working out. We saw the ruling. The NCAA said that there can be football activity in June. Some teams have already announced that they're going to start workouts. I don't believe Penn State's made any kind of announcement. Tied into this is in Pennsylvania, they have a red, yellow, green status for the individual counties. Center County, in State where State College is, had gone to yellow. The governor said they could go to green. The local, I guess, county commissioner said, no, 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 we're not ready for that. And then abruptly shifted gears there and said, never mind, I think we will go green. I'm not even sure how much effect that will have on what Penn State would do with their football activities. Maybe you could clear all that up for us, Dustin.
Sadly, I don't know if I'm able to offer a lot more than that. You know, and I think just the general tenor, it's a tangled web, because at the same time, so, you know, the yellow green is significant because you're, you know, how many people are allowed to gather at once is one of the big differences. And I believe it's only like 25 when you're in the yellow phase. So now you have that. You have Michigan's president saying that there will be no season for Michigan if students aren't back on campus. You've got the NCAA
Hold on 1 second. When you mentioned the Michigan president saying that, do you really picture Ohio State playing and Michigan not playing?
I mean, if it's up to somebody in the world of academia, then, you know, who doesn't care about the football rivalry, I'm assuming, other than what it means to Michigan's budget, then I think that's a possibility. You know, there's always the case in all these situations of posturing and, you know, where one individual's beliefs are when it comes to conservative, aggressive, that kind of thing. Ohio State talking about, you know, as few as 20,000 fans. And I made the joke several times that I was going to feel like Pitt in Columbus. But you see the different shades of this thing, and we're getting a little closer to some resolution. But I think this just hit home for me that resolution might not be there. Resolution can mean a lot of different things. Different schools, different states, different guidelines. This whole thing is just full of complications.
It really is, but I just can't picture a school like Michigan not getting so much pressure on them if the other schools in the conference are playing that they would choose not to. I just don't see it. All right, that's going to be it for quarter number one of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Stick around for quarter number two.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma. Or the crisp, clean finish. That all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.